This is Jack Van Empe Presents The Truth in News and Commentary. Here now are Doctors Jack and Rexella Van Empe.
Hello, and welcome to Jack Van Empe Presents. Oh, I have the headlines that have moved my soul, probably more than any others in recent days. This first one, 15 seconds to find shelter. What would you do if a rocket could find its way into your home at any moment? If you lived in Israel, how would you feel if you went to bed at night, knew your family had maybe 15 seconds to find shelter? Well, this is a reality for those living in Israel. And take a look, Hamas to Netanyahu will rain hell on Israel.
Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It's the time of Jacob's trouble, and Jacob is Israel, 2 Kings 17:34. Jesus said again in Matthew 24:21, for then shall be great tribulation such as never was since the beginning of the world to this time, nor ever shall be again, and except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, the Jews, those days will be shortened. God the Father, Yahweh, is on Israel's side. Who's the elect? Isaiah 42:1, 45:4, and chapter 65, verses 9 and 22. Israel is mine elect. Israel is mine elect. And you're not going to get rid of the Jew, because my God in this book says, I'll give Israel an everlasting name. Isaiah 56:5.
You know, that sort of sounds like Armageddon, doesn't it? And I'm going to put Jack on the spot right now. Could this, what's happening in Israel and in the Middle East right now, could that be the beginning leading right to Armageddon?
There's no doubt about it. Every nation that's involved in this war is now in place. First of all, Russia. A peace contract has just been made. And lo and behold, after 42 months, the leader of Russia says in Ezekiel 39, verse 6, I will go against them that rest, that are at peace. And so he moves under the title of Gog, Magog, Meshech, Tubal, all cities in Rosh, and that's Russia in Greek and Russia in English, in that chapter, Ezekiel 38, verses 1 and 2. And it's the war of the latter years and the latter days. It could only be fought when there was an Israel and they were in control of Jerusalem. I repeat it throughout this message because we're the first generation to see it. 1948, 1967, okay? It's the worst war in history as the Oriental nations come, the second wave. And that's Revelation 16:12, the kings of the sun rising, British Revised Version of the Bible. And as they come, oh man, it's bloodshed everywhere. And that's Revelation 9:14-18. Loose the four angels, demonic spirits, in the great river Euphrates where our troops have been. That's Iraq. What? To destroy a third part of mankind. How? It says, by these three was the third part of men killed by the fire, the smoke, and the brimstone. Beloved, I hate to say it, but that's nuclear warfare. We're not going to escape it. And that's often in the Bible. Psalm 97:3, Isaiah 66:15, Ezekiel 20:47, Joel chapter 2, verses 3 and 30. The prophet sees Russia being pushed back, and he says, there was blood, fire, pillars of smoke in verse 30. Zephaniah 1:18, the whole land shall be devoured by fire. Malachi 4:1, the day cometh that shall burn as in heaven. Revelation 8:7, the third part of the trees was burned. All green grass was burned. It's here. That's atomic warfare. And who is the victim? As the Muslim nations who hate Israel join with them, and that's Daniel 11:40, Isaiah 17:1, Ezekiel 38, verses 5 to 7, and then Psalm 83, verses 5 to 7. Get this. And why? Psalm 83:4. The Muslim world crying out, let us cast them off from being a nation, that their name be no more in remembrance. Let's kill every Jew. Let's get their names off the map. But it isn't going to work. Hamas said you're going to rain hell on Israel. Well, like hell you did. And I'm using that just like I mean it. You're going to be losing at this time like Russia, China, the Muslim world, all lost. Why? Because God is there to protect His beloved people. Now, there's no doubt about where this war is going to be fought and who is the hated enemy. It's Israel, 18 times in Ezekiel 38 and 39, chapter 38, verses 8, 14, 16, 17, 18, 19, chapter 39, verses 2, 4, twice and 7, 9, 11, 12, 17, 22, 23, 25, 29. No argument with that. It's Israel. And it's about to happen as they're already beginning to struggle with this nation and throw in their rockets. 200,000 are pointed at Israel right now. And soon it's going to break loose, and all hell will break loose in this old world. But the Lord Jesus, the Prince of Peace, Isaiah 9:6, comes back and puts a stop to those who are destroying the world and destroying one another, Muslim against Muslim and against Jew and the Christians who are converted during that hour. Puts a stop to it? Yes, Revelation 11, verse 18. And then He sets up His glorious kingdom. And from then on, they shall learn war no more. Oh, come quickly, Lord Jesus, and get us out of this mess. We're looking for the rapture. We're the generation that's going to miss all of this soon.
You know, Jack, I don't think I've ever seen you more passionate. I've never heard him more passionate. Have you? It's because of everything that's happening according to the Bible, and we see it every day. But, you know, friends, I just want to say, if you were the only person on earth, Jesus would have come because He loves you. He died for you. You can be redeemed, and you can be saved, and you can know Him as your Savior right now. Will you open your heart to Him? Be ready for His coming. I trust that you'll pray this beautiful prayer of acceptance with Jack right now. Will you?
Precious Lord Jesus, Savior of the world, shedding your blood for every human being that ever came into this world. We trust in you. We trust in your holy blood to cleanse us. Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I don't want to be here for that hour. I want to be ready for your call. Come up hither. And so now I ask you to come into my heart, Jesus, and save me today. I accept your sacrifice for the way of eternal life. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. I trust that you pray that prayer with Jack. How wonderful it is just to say, Lord, come into my heart. He hears every word as your Savior. Did you open your heart and did you pray that prayer? Write to me. There's my address. I'll send you this wonderful little book for steps in a new direction. You want to go in a new direction in this life? He'll walk with you. So write to me. I'll send you this wonderful little book. Let me just leave you with this wonderful thought. Open your Bible prayerfully and then read it carefully and, obey it joyfully. We'll look forward to being in your home again next week. And until then, remember, God cares for you. So do we so very much. Bye-bye.
Come visit the Jack Van Impe Living Library and Worldwide Prophecy Center. Call for more information,